Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last Sunday, former U.S. Senator Richard Lugar died. He served 36 years in the U.S. Senate. What an outstanding leader and great guy. In 1985, we had to write and pass a new farm bill. As Secretary of Agriculture, I wanted to create the Conservation Reserve Program. I worked with Senator Lugar to get that done. And that spring, 1985, I flew to Indianapolis and on the 600-acre Lugar farm, with the senator at my side, I announced the Conservation Reserve Program. Another experience with Senator Lugar, I have a picture hanging on my office. I'm looking at it now. There we are, side by side. This time, not on a farm, but in our running clothes with 100 other runners. We had just completed the government 3-mile run south of the Department of Agriculture. The senator will be missed. Now I want to say something about the agricultural chief scientists from 20 countries that met in Japan last week. Their focus was on advancing global food production, science, and technology. Populations in the world are growing. People are living longer. We're going to need to produce more food. They remind us of the risk that we face with a world population traveling from country to country. Who knows what disease or plant problem may end up in my field? We worry now about African swine fever finding its way to our farms. China's lost 20% of their hogs. We don't have foot and mouth disease today, but some other countries do. On the positive side, in recent years, suddenly, we have gene editing and genetic engineering technologies that are revolutionizing the food production industry. We can't imagine what's coming next. It's a good thing that the world's leading agricultural scientists are looking to the future. With farm income half what it was 4 years ago, rivers flooding and storms. Times are tough out there. We need some good news. Well, President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe played a round of golf last Saturday, and we hope that will lead to a quick ag-only trade pact with Japan. President Trump travels to Japan late this month. Keep your fingers crossed. I'll close with a quick update on the U.S.-Mexican-Canada trade agreement. Passing it will not be easy. Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley says if President Trump does not lift steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico, USMCA is dead. Well, there are some difficult hurdles, but I still think we can get it done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.